Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Stacy Gorman, Senior Director of Communications for the Cotton Board. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our most recent Cotton and Coffee focused on how cottonseed is being marketed today and why that work matters to producers. The session highlighted cottonseed marketing efforts that are funded by the Cotton Research and Promotion Program and carried out by Cotton Incorporated. So we looked at both whole cottonseed for cattle feed and then cottonseed oil for the food service industry, and really talked about how research-backed marketing helps create real opportunities beyond the Lent. This work is producer-funded and research-driven. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program provides the investment, and Cotton Incorporated uses that funding to conduct research and translate it into targeted marketing. So whole cottonseed and cottonseed oil serve different markets. For whole cottonseed, Cotton Incorporated's work focuses on dairy and beef producers and nutritionists. So the research there shows whole cottonseed as a cost-effective, nutrient-dense feed ingredient, and the marketing effort is designed to keep it in rations by reinforcing its performance benefits and the economic value, too. For cottonseed oil, the opportunity is on the food service side. So Cotton Incorporated is using those Checkoff-funded research to build awareness of cottonseed oil's functional benefits. So whether it's feed rations or fryers in commercial kitchens, this work is about making sure that cotton and every part of the cotton plant has a place in the future.